brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I am live from Austin, Texas, deep behind enemy lines. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex Jones. This is the Alex Jones Show, the Genesis Communications Radio Network, your first source for alternative news. Alex Jones joins us here on the program. We are breaking down more information, more levels to this Virginia Tech school shooting, and we'll come back after this next break. Go right to your calls at 800-259-9231. Alex, what a crazy week this is, adding in the Columbine anniversary. Now this Virginia Tech anniversary, of course, we've got the Oklahoma City bombing and Waco anniversaries are today. Normally, that's what we would be talking about on our program. And then you've got the gold standard in 1933 was removed on this day. Pope Ratzinger was approved on this day just a year or two ago.
And, of course, the Revolutionary War in 1775 started on this day. But
and it's Patriots Day. Let's not forget that today.
That's right. They came for the guns at Lexington and Concord. But just recapping the key here, no doubt he's a mind control assassin. I don't mean brainwashed by the culture. I mean, we have the evidence. Paul's going to be adding to the story all day. There is too much evidence of this. We know, and we'd already heard this from local students, that he was involved in that ROTC, that he was involved with the military. We know that school has big programs with internships all over the CIA and NASA. NASA is really over Space Command and the whole shadow government. Space Command, ladies and gentlemen, runs the entire military. The average American doesn't even know that, doesn't even know what the uniforms look like, doesn't even know any of that. Look into it. It's always in these towns. Lockheed Martin, all these people are taking over the red light cameras, the surveillance. MIT Magazine admits that the cameras and the national ID cards and all this is a Pentagon MIT-designed, quote, control grid. That's why I use that term to map everything we do with the RFID. They're going to use this now for a reign of terror, searching everyone, metal detectors. Everything's going to be like a prison. Now, they're going to have the Viper teams on the subways, on the trains, on the buses, on the highways. But, again, the cops are on my way down to the beach, I saw 21 state police just on 37. Okay, I've been coming down here since I was a little kid. Every time I drive, it's more police cars. Now they pull you over if you're going 3 miles over the speed limit, but our borders are wide open. Trillions are missing from the Pentagon. Let me read to people what folks said about our article saying that Mr. Chow was a mind control assassin up on PrisonPlanet.com. Please get it, folks. No doubt, the timing, the coincidence, the inconsistencies, the obvious facts, government black op as usual. And it says it's the picture of him in the Marine uniform that makes me wonder, along with the fact that only he had the guns for a month, but used them and acted like an accomplished assassin. The sheeple believe that burning jet fuel pulverized concrete, so I'm sure this won't blink at the MS Media story or some untrained college student just buying a gun last month and shooting and reloading with accuracy. It goes on with people saying that, police officers, can't even shoot this good after years of training. Also, the timing people, always April. Humanity never needed a video game to do horrible things. One guy's mad that we're saying that this happened. All the studies show that it disassociates it and enables people to do this, folks. I'm not saying that you ban them. I'm just saying be aware of it. It goes on to say it's a documented fact that certain groups within the CIA, the DOD, and other government agencies have experimented on unknown citizens. This article includes LSD, atomic bomb, radiation, poison, etc. This very real possibility that he was some type of Manchurian candidate exists. Of course, the government won't admit a thing. 100% accuracy also. If you're watching the mainstream media coverage, or if you see the same pattern after 9/11, consistent parroting of the same story. That's it. They were already on script day one with the graphics, unified, all these leaders coming on and saying we've got to do something. It goes on to say, no way, he only had the guns for a month. If Americans weren't so afraid of guns, they'd know that you don't just pick up a gun and shoot and reload with accuracy unless you've been trained. Most police officers can't even shoot with this type of precision. And we've got gun experts up there showing that, and people that train police.
And we're running out of time, Alex. You want to hang over for one more segment?
Or? Just a minute or two, because I want you to be able to get to the calls.
This is the Alex Jones Show, folks. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, with all these new articles on this breaking news story. Go there now. Send this out to your list. We'll be right back after this, folks. Stay tuned.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
That's exactly right, folks. It is a war for your mind. You can protect yourself. The information can empower you. And as I like to say, we can set the truth free. That's why you listen to this radio network. Of course, this is the Genesis Communications Network. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex Jones, who's on the line with us now. Alex, boy, I'll tell you, there's so much information to this, so many levels to this. I would think you could probably do about two documentary films on this very subject, including talking about Operation Bluebird or Artichoke, whatever they call it now. I mean, there is just so many levels to this, and I think that we've got to call a spade here.
Well, I do plan to make a film after the next one on Black Ops, from Kennedy through mass shootings. That was actually one of the films that I had on the back burner, and I've been collating, creating files, documents, getting ready for when Endgame is completed, but I've now taken on some other projects too, so I don't know when that'll get done, or if the country will even be here then. But let me just recap things. I'm going to get out of here so you can take calls, and I'm going to listen to you on the radio, listening over shortwave here with my shortwave radio down at the Texas beach. I got to leave town every spend time with my family.
Are you using a Kato? Those Kato radios are amazing. Do you still offer those at your website?
Yes, we do.
I love those. And you know what? You can get multiple micro radio stations on those as well as shortwave. I recommend those to everybody. Go ahead, Alex.
No, it's a fantastic radio. But I'm going to go back on the beach in a minute and listen to you. But to make a long story short here, they know these big catalyzing events. Picture society is rigid steel. But when they have a 9/11 or they have a mass shooting like this, they blow it way out of proportion. They make everybody feel like they're threatened. They put us in threat mode, and they heat the steel up to a liquid so they can change it and reform it like they want. And then it'll take us 10 years to change people's minds and deprogram them, whereas in just a few weeks, they'll put out the official story. Now is the fight. I'm seeing signs. I don't think we're winning, but at least we're in the fight. In the past, they could just, you know, put out whatever official story, and then that was the facts. I'm seeing here that we're having an effect. Lots of talk about how the victims were disarmed. Lots of talk about how the police can't protect you. Lots of talk, because that's the problem with a black op. To let him finish his work, they had to, the feds, it's now admitted, were coming down there and admitted everybody, told everybody to stand down for almost 2 hours before they got there, and then they still stood around for about an hour and a half. So we're talking about over 3 hours here. So the people now know that they can't be protected. We've got to get those emails out, got to get the stories that have been written by gun owners and all the other groups out to everybody. But most importantly, it is the big military psychiatric complex that has set up a plan to have psychiatrists and psychologists in all schools by federal law, forcing children, all children, 4 years of age to 18, Illinois, now pregnant women, even if you're homeschooled, they're going to send CPS to your house, looking the whole time how to grab your kids, to do a psychological study, and of course then recommend Prozac, or they take your kids if you don't put them on that or something else. Their internal documents on New Freedom Initiative say they want to put 50% in the next phase. They've already got close to 15. It's like 14 or 15, depending on which study you look at. Notice, they're all on these drugs. They have to admit the drugs cause violent outbursts and suicide, but their answer to all this is going to be put more kids on. Then when you got 50% on, you'll have 4 or 5 times the number of shootings and mass brainwashing that this allows through the television and the video games and the culture. And then they'll put 100% on the drugs. See, it's all problem, reaction, solution. The more
sounds
you put
like
the drugs,
new
more,
world
the more
to
drugs
me.
Come in.
Sounds like a brave new world to me, Alex. I mean, this is exactly what Huxley was talking about decades and decades ago. He should have known, his brother, head of UNESCO.
The head of the UN program and the head of eugenics program. And so understand, folks, problem, reaction, solution. Ask yourself. Write articles yourselves. Email it out. We're going to, you know, write one. I know we got psychologists listening, experts. We got people who are more well-spoken than I that know the truth of what I'm saying. Write articles. Send them to Aaron at Infowars.com. Send them to Watson at PrisonPlanet.com. We're posting what you're writing. It's getting out there to people. And understand that they're trying to put out a false story and say more drugs, more metal detectors, more pot-bellied police and Darth Vader outfits to keep you safe. Meanwhile, the borders are wide open. Record numbers of illegals and legals are pouring in. And the reason I bring that up is, they're not going to protect you. They're searching 1 out of 1,000 containers. Plus, it's a joke. It's about controlling you. None of this is about security. The government cannot protect you. They will not protect you. Take Katrina. They screwed up there by design. They're going to get double the funding now and more powers and more control. See, they screwed up here. Oh, the answer is we need more of this. So he is mind control. We have got to get this out and counter their propaganda. It is at the top of PrisonPlanet.com, and I'm begging you, listeners, this is so important. Go get the story that the shooter was a mind control assassin. They're trying to bury it on Dig, drive it up to the top. I just saw some weird Dig reset that brought us from 130-something down to zero, and now it's building back up. They're banning the photos. They're banning the links to NASA. And Jack, please, I know I'm running off the mouth. Please recap for the listeners before I go. Just so I can soak this in, recap the State Department connections, recap who's funding this school, recap what you said when I first came on 30 minutes ago.
Well, yeah, as we mentioned, both his Cho's brother and sister were involved in the State Department. Both went to Princeton. The father received most of his gains, probably ill-gotten gains, I hate to just assume that, from Saudi Arabia. This is direct testimony from the grandfather who was interviewed today. And then we have, of course, Northrop Grumman involved in the very high school that Cho went to, which, coincidentally enough, just a few months ago, had another mass shooting, a student creating a mass shooting.
Unbelievable.
And then you've got Columbine and, of course, Lockheed Martin's ownership of that town with Columbine High School set.
And, I mean,
Bowling for Blacksburg, I call it, Alex. Maybe we should start a ban for box cutters and jet airliners.
Well, I mean, they just, I was talking to a security guard on the beach, and he said that over spring break, you know, they had 6 stabbings in 1 weekend. Are we going to ban knives? Well, England's talking about this. Bottom line, folks, we started kicking the New World Order's hind end. They're moving on us in a big way right now. You've got the tools on the internet, on the message boards, with your congressmen and women. You need to fight now. They have staged a new 9/11. There is no debating. When you look at all the evidence, this is a pure black op, and NBC knows by showing this tape and putting it out on every network, it's going to cause organic copycats who are in a dream state, who already play 6-plus hours a day, where they do thousands of simulated murders of human beings a day. You're going to see more mass shootings, and it's going to be NBC and Fox's fault. But see, they know nobody's going to think about that, so get articles out about copycatting. Get them all over the web. Explain that when there's another shooting, it's going to be greatly to the media's fault for doing this. We've got to do this right now. We've got to tell young people, because they're trying to make this a trend and a fad. They're trying to make it cool. See, that's the second phase. It's just like in Iraq. Our government, the Israelis and the British, staged terror attacks against Shia, against Sunni, Sunni against Shia, against Kurd. Then, once they start blowing up mosques, it just chain in fact, I heard a general ongoing, Al-Qaeda did bomb in the Green Zone to get the fighting going on. That's what Al-Qaeda does. And that's absolutely true.
And we hooked PNAC to those cartoons as well, Alex.
Al-Qaeda is our government. Of course Al-Qaeda wants to get them fighting. Sorry, go ahead.
No, we can hook the Project of New American Century to those inflammatory cartoons. There was plenty of copy about that. We also know, you know, with P2OG and those Moss bombings. And this is one of the elements of stories that gets lost with a big story like this and this massive distraction, because it is in many ways a distraction.
Yeah, this mass shooting is only the primer.
There were mass bombings in Iraq yesterday and today. And, of course, this kind of shooting, this kind of deranged behavior goes on every day in Afghanistan and Iraq. And we can, of course, equivocate that to more incidents here in this country. Again, reminding people today is the anniversary for both Oklahoma City and Waco.
Yeah, notice how everything escalated this week. Because on the satanic calendar, and this is a fact, folks, the police will tell you, more children get kidnapped, more people are murdered, more dead animals are found. It's all kept real quiet because there's Satanists running most major police departments. I'm sorry if you can't handle this. They find these. The second biggest date is Samhain, right around Halloween, but the biggest date is the 15th through the 20th, and most of the kids are going to be killed tonight at midnight. They've kidnapped kids all over the country. They're going to be gutting them. They're going to be eating their hearts tonight at midnight. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight is the high holy time. This evening at midnight, there will be children dying across America.
And anyone who's skeptical about what you're saying, I just implore them to see your great film, Order of Death. You really put all that together in that film and show, you know, the type of people we're dealing with here. This isn't just for money. This isn't just for profit or even just for control or consolidation. They actually love doing this thing. That's why I look at this and I say, well, this is a mass sacrifice.
It is, Jack, and we need the good people. Need to stand up and go out on the bridge and block the New World Order Balrog that is trying to come across the bridge, ladies and gentlemen. We have to defeat the New World Order with God's help. We have to take action and call them what they are and be bold. And just like 80%+ of Americans don't believe the official story on 9/11, most Americans, I mean, I remember interviewing Aaron Zellman and people, you know, at the last shootings 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, they didn't say inside job. Now they do. It's mainstream, ladies and gentlemen. Look, Jack, I'm out of here. I'll pop in for only 30 minutes tomorrow. I want to thank you for sitting in and doing a great job. Please, listeners, go get the story on Prison Planet. Get it to the four winds. He is a mind control assassin. We're going to add all the data that Jack just brought up. Stay with us and get it out to everybody.
Thank you for the input, Alex, and thank you for letting me sit behind the microphone today. And I'm not even going to make a comment. Well, I guess I am, that KSM isn't behind this, and that I'm sure is a shock to some of you. John, we have about a minute left in this segment. Is that right? Okay, I want to go ahead and do this now. I want to have a moment of silence for all of the dead this week at Columbine, at Virginia Tech, Waco in particular, and Oklahoma City. If we can just all meditate, pray, what we do, send some good stuff out there to the families who have been involved in this. Let's go ahead and do that now. Just a moment of silence for the dead this week.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reed, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Thank you all for observing that moment of silence. What a week. Normally what we do on our program, I do it every year, this date, April 19th, is we go into Waco and Oklahoma City information. I'll be doing some of that on my program today, which again follows the Alex Jones Show on this network, Stream 1, Monday through Friday. So we'll do that. We also have a clip from Obama. Where he's on David Letterman talking about the world order that he wants. I have a Bill Hicks clip talking about Waco, and we have some information about the Chinese now. It's documented. They're making artificial snow with weather modification, getting ready for the Olympics. We've had a number of stories on that as well. You can talk about anything you like. If you'd like to continue helping us build the case regarding the Virginia Tech shootings, we'd be more than happy to have you. Again, I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex Jones. This is the Alex Jones Show. You have the right channel. You have the right show. 1-800-259-9231. Without further ado, we'll go right to our callers. Danny in Tennessee, thank you for calling. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hi, Jack. It's great to talk to you. I want to go ahead and start off by making some comments on the Virginia Tech incident.
Okay.
I'm running into people that are, you know, thinking that, you know, we're trying to make this an issue and say the government, you know, it's an inside job and that everything's an inside job, you know, because 9/11 was an inside job. And for those people, I just want people that are on that level that are thinking like that to just realize that who benefits when something like this happens? When there's a crime?
Yeah, cui bono, for sure.
Right.
Well, yeah, but that's our job. You know, it doesn't hurt anything. I don't think we hurt anyone by exploring the possibilities here and laying out the coincidences. This is a film I'm working on. You know, is it coincidence or design? When we have so many of these coincidences, so much incompetence and malfeasance, I mean, what are we supposed to think? So somebody's got to say this stuff, and obviously it isn't going to be Fox News or MSNBC.
Right. When you talk about who benefits, you know, whenever there's a crime, when somebody robs a bank, the bank robber benefits by getting money. When there's a rape, the crazy individual doing that benefits by the pleasure of doing that particular act. All right. When this guy involved in the Virginia Tech shooting did this, you got to think about this logically. If someone like this who's able to plan all this out, I knew this was an inside job when I first heard about it. I was upset immediately. I knew it's another, you know, just like Columbine, but. You know, and I knew all the facts were going to trickle out.
And they're trying to cover up Columbine and burying the documents. The parents aren't allowed to read the depositions, which they tried to buy for thousands of dollars. These have been sealed and buried. So if they've got nothing to hide, why do they perpetually cover these things up?
Exactly. And this guy, you know, committing suicide in the end, he didn't benefit by doing that. You know, the only ones who could have benefited from this is the government because they, you know, they further instill the need to, you know, eventually take away our guns, and they want to disarm us all because that's what they need to do before they can, you know.
Well, Danny, I mean, just to respond to the first part of your question, because we're all getting this now. Yes, we just think everything is a conspiracy. No, we don't. There have been multiple school shootings over the last year, and we haven't given any of them this particular treatment because they didn't have such obvious, glaring inconsistencies that, again, it's our job to point out. But, look, I want to, you know, implore you people out there, don't tell people how this went down. Don't tell them you know it's an inside job. Ask them questions. Use the Socratean method of asking them questions. The campus is so big. This is what the mainstream media tells us, okay, Danny, that the campus is so big they could never have known where he would be. Well, he just happened to have done the shooting where the bomb threats were made a week earlier that they called a hoax. Apparently, this same individual had made the bomb threats. If they would have gone right where the bomb threats were and secured that building first with prior knowledge, knowing that that was a target, then they could have prevented this.
Exactly.
So you ask people, well, why is that?
That's
how can
that
be? And let them answer the question, and I think they'll be you'll be pointing the finger at them, calling them conspiracy theorists when the job is done.
Exactly. That's the way it works. And you have to be gentle approaching some people. And number one, remember this, is that none of us are disrespecting those victims. Okay, we are brokenhearted. I mean, this hurts every time people are murdered. You know, 3,000 people were murdered on 9/11, 655,000 plus Iraqi people have been murdered, over 3,000 troops, and now 33 more lives.
Danny, if you're a parent of one of these, I don't like calling them children, young adults, okay? If you're a parent, wouldn't you want to know the truth of what happened?
Exactly. That right there, that's the bottom line. We need to avenge these people's deaths. I mean, we have to stop this from happening. We got, you know, these criminals, the new world order that's behind this, we're not scared of you, and we're all... And there's people that are awake, and you guys out there, you New World Order criminals, need to know that.
Thanks for the call, Danny. We'll come back. We'll go to Scott, Lynn, David, and Paul. Hang on. This is the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Craig Walcott, chartered financial consultant and host of the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program and million-dollar earner in the network marketing field since 1989. I certainly know what it takes to succeed. I also know without proper tools, your chance for significant income in the network marketing field can quickly fade. The sad truth is that 99% of the people who enter network marketing will never spend the time nor money to develop the skills they need. That's where MLM Incorporated steps in. No matter what network marketing venture you're involved in, MLM Incorporated can provide you the successful tools you need to truly succeed. A subscription to MLM Incorporated will provide you access to the 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Network Marketing Seminar, where you will learn to perform at a level you never thought possible. Radio, TV, internet, direct mail will all be at your fingertips. Weekly training calls, no additional charge. Plus so much more can't be mentioned in 60 seconds. Visit MLMincorporated.com to hear how you can become one of the elite income earners in the network marketing field. MLMincorporated.com, where your success is guaranteed.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Look at your young men fighting. Look at your women crying. Look at your young men dying. The way they've always done before.
Back to the show. We're going to go right back to your calls again. Alex is out today and tomorrow, and I think Monday I am sitting in for Alex today. My name is Jack Blood of Deadline Live. We're on this very network. My website for daily news is uncoverthenews.com, and my personal website, you can find out where I'm appearing and what we're up to. That's jackblood.com. Let me just quickly, before we go back to calls, throw this out. Today, up in Waco, well, they'll be up in Oklahoma City at the Murrow Building. There'll be a, I don't know what to call it, a truth action. There will also be people up there memorializing the victims of Oklahoma City, so you can head up there. And also in Waco, there's going to be, I believe at about 6 p.m. tonight, there is going to be a memorial for the people that died in Waco run by some of the survivors. For both of these events, John Lennon's piano that he wrote Imagine on is going to be shipped in, carted down, and Imagine will be played at both of these events. So just to let you know, there are things going on up there that you can attend, and this is really a good place for you to be today on this just fateful day. April 19th, 2007. We'll go back to the phones, 1-800-259-9231. Scott in Ohio, thank you for holding. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hi, Jack. Scott calling from the north coast of Ohio. I'm a first-time caller. Big fan of both your show and Alex's show.
Welcome aboard.
Thanks. Great interview, by the way, this week with Greg Palast.
Thank you.
Really enjoyed that one. I'd like to make a couple comments on the Virginia Tech shootings. I have a little bit of personal experience with Blacksburg. Growing up here in the north coast of Ohio, I have a good best friend from way back when I was 7 years old who relocated to Blacksburg when I was in my early teens, and we kept in close touch over the years. I took several trips down to Blacksburg. And the point I'd like to make is that Blacksburg is a very small town, and the university is very tightly integrated in this town. And I don't want that point to be lost on the listeners, because many coming from a big city like myself will think even a city like Austin might be a town compared to a big burned-out industrial Rust Belt city. But the important point to make is Austin's a huge city. Blacksburg is a tiny town. Any ban on guns in the city of Blacksburg, or in the, at Virginia Tech, is tantamount to a ban on guns in the city of Blacksburg.
Yeah.
Because of the way the university is integrated into the city. The second point I'd like to make, and this is something I don't
think... That is traditionally, though, a pretty conservative part of the country, isn't it? Isn't Virginia what you would call a red state?
I believe it is, yes.
I don't imagine these citizens will be rolling over or handing in their guns anytime soon, especially in light of what happened, which I think in many ways will backfire with their agenda to take our guns. Go ahead.
I certainly think that's the case, but I'd like to bring up a point that I think hasn't really been raised much yet, and part of the point I want to make is brought up by watching. I finally turned on the mainstream media last night. I just avoided it because I knew there'd be so much bile coming out in the mainstream media. But I finally turned it on, and within a couple minutes on both the O'Reilly Show, and I believe it was either CNN or MSNBC, they both picked apart the point that shooter was, had some psychological problems, schizophrenia. And Bill O'Reilly in particular said that what stood between, what didn't stand between him and getting his gun was privacy. And he went on to attack the idea of privacy, privacy, privacy. So what I think we're going to start to see is not so much a push for gun control per se, but what I'll call soft gun control, where they're going to, begin to introduce legislation that requires anyone that wants to obtain a firearm to go through a psychological...
Okay, well, that's exactly what Carolyn McCarthy, the queen of gun grabbings, Bill 297, goes over at length. This would include, by the way, anybody who could be coming back from Iraq or Iran, unfortunately, Afghanistan, to these foreign wars, coming back and not being able to pass a mental competency test because maybe they're having flashbacks or what have you. So this is a major part of existing gun legislation. And I should also say, McCarthy has a number of other bills, including H.R. 1312. She doesn't even know her own bill. This was on the Tucker Carlson show last night. He asked her what a barrel shroud was, and she had absolutely no idea, even though it's in her bill. Now, I would go ahead and hedge to bet that 99.9% of this audience knows what a barrel shroud is, but here it is in her own bill, and she doesn't know. You hit the point exactly on the head. Registration, tougher stances on IDing. Here in Texas, we have pretty much an open door. You can buy a gun. You can get a concealed carry permit. You can do... You can even shoot to defend yourself on the street. That law just gone through. But 297 takes guns out of the hands of anybody who could have any kind of mental deficiency or mental black mark on their permanent record. And this could include, by the way, just having an argument with your spouse and being arrested for domestic violence. And this, of course, again, could be on your permanent record. You'll not be allowed to have a gun. So you call that soft gun legislation. It's going to end up being rather hard. I got to tell you, I got to keep moving here because we had a lot of callers. But that was a great job for a first call, Scott. I hope you call back again.
I certainly will. Thanks, Jack.
Thank you so much. Got to go to Lynn in Toronto. Lynn, thank you for joining us. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Yeah, thank you. And this is my first call to you, too,
Welcome aboard.
I heard, first thing I heard was this list of school shootings and the link to Prozac. That was the first point. And the second is so I'm interested in any document on that and any document on depopulation and the link to government documents.
We have quite a bit of information on all of that I would, you know, want to direct you to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. We have a myriad of documents such as these at JackBloodForum.com. And if you want information about mental health, if you want to get up to speed on the drugging of America, among other things, you can Google CCHR. They are the Citizens Commission on Human Rights, who are a mental health watchdog group. And all of the information I went over with you on earlier in the program today is all documented within the confines of their organization. That is, again, the Citizens Commission on Human Rights. They are between us and the psychiatric dictatorship or scientific dictatorship, and it's an important component of this. In fact, we know, Alex mentioned it on his show, before we had it documented, before we knew that this particular gentleman had been using psychotropic drugs. I mean, this is exactly, we knew that this would happen. It's a foregone conclusion, Lynn, when we see these types of incidents, that we know that this person has been put in psychotropic drugs.
Isn't that amazing? And what's interesting to me from the standpoint of being a forensic handwriting examiner, I'm very interested in looking at that guy's writing, because that's going to monitor, because those drugs affect the neurotransmitters, which affect the nervous system, and the hand is not steady. So when you try to write in that kind of a state, it looks like something from hell.
I can tell you, that's an excellent point. That also would have to, we'd have to bring that down to a steady trigger finger and a most accurate shooting probably ever seen anywhere on the face of the earth. Again, many people, many witnesses saying that this gentleman was trained. But as you mentioned, if he was taking these meds, he might have a shaky trigger finger as well as shaky handwriting, all of which we need to look at. But the, one of the odd things about this, Lynn, and talking to the audience today, is that, yes, witnesses saw him taking prescription drugs. Most people now believe that he was taking these prescription drugs. But I have, at least I believe this is the information coming in, there is no record of him getting prescriptions for drugs. So he either got them on the black market or somebody, and most people now assuming that as he disappeared for hours and hours and hours at a time, that he was going to get some kind of special psychiatric help, and these were given to him without a record. I assume that they didn't want this to come back and be talked about at a later date after the event itself. So there still are more questions than answers, but I think we can pretty much read into this what we are concluding today. Lynn, I appreciate the call. You did a great job on the show today. Please call back. Got to go to David in Atlanta. Atlanta will be my new hometown here starting this summer, so I'm glad to get calls from Atlanta. David, thank you for calling in. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, thanks. It looks like you got three first-time callers back-to-back.
All right. Well, we're bringing them out of the woodwork today then, David. Good to have you on the show.
Yeah, thanks. First of all, I wanted to thank Alex because I know he's listening. He woke me up about 2 years ago right after the election, and I haven't looked back since. I've seen a lot of these things that go down, and, you know, with Project for a New American Century and all that, you can tell most of this stuff is inside job, and it just, it breaks my heart to see all this. You know, I'm only 25, and I'm not even getting a chance to be able to really live in the real America. I'm living in this fake, just fake America, and really,
it's certainly not the America that we love, that our ancestors fought and died for. That's for sure. There's something you can do about that, though, and that's what we're trying to do, David. I know you want to help any way you can.
Yeah, and in fact, I've actually got a MySpace page where I stream my own radio station. I'll stream Alex Jones' show, your show, and Revere Radio Network. I'll stream all those. I've got all my friends listening to that, and I'm trying to get the word out on that. I'll put a comment up on Alex's page later on today.
All right, anything else you wanted to add on this?
Well, actually, yeah. I actually wanted to call in because I tried to call in last week. Heard Glenn Beck make a threat to Keith Olbermann. It was basically about how Glenn Beck said that, you know, Keith, there's going to be another attack coming. It's coming. We know it's coming. And if you keep on saying the things that you're saying, you're going to be out of a job. You know, it's kind of basically he was trying to say, you know, you better wise up and get on our side, or else we're just going to ruin your career.
And that was Glenn Beck to Keith Olbermann.
Oh yeah, it was on his radio show. It was at about 10 o'clock in the morning,
yeah.
And you know, I just it freaked me out because I heard
about Glenn
that.
Glenn Beck's career isn't long for this world unless he changes his attitude. So I guess we could shoot that back at him. But isn't it interesting how people like Glenn Beck, people like Bill O'Reilly, can make these public bodily threats to both the people they interview and to other hosts? and nothing seems to happen to them, but Don Imus makes a spurious remark, as bad as it was, and his career is completely ruined in front of the entire country. So it's very selective in its censorship, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's exactly as it always seems to happen to Overman, too, ever since he started coming out with... all the stuff that he was...
Well, we need to ride Oberman as well. We need to call in or ride Oberman and say that mass murderers love unarmed peasants. This is the key word we need to tell the people that think that the guns are just for hunting and that we don't need barrel shrouds or we don't need automatic weapons. We don't need those to kill deer. We need those to defend ourselves, and that couldn't be clearer in the Hurricane Katrina disaster or in this recent case in Blacksburg, Virginia. Appreciate the call, David. I hope you join our Atlanta 9/11 Truth Group down there, and I'll be looking forward to meeting you very soon. Paul, calling from Nevada. You're on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for calling.
Jack, honored to speak with you. You're doing phenomenal.
Thank you.
I just wanted to add a couple of quick comments on why I believe this occurred at the time that it did. Not only for all the reasons that you've mentioned, but the 9/11 Truth Movement had been making, and perhaps it's like a dam that you've been pecking at and pecking at and pecking at, and it was ready to give way. The Imus is tied into Rosie O'Donnell on the 9/11 truth. If Rosie had gotten Stephen Jones onto her show, onto The View, to an audience of 20
which they're still working on, by the way.
Right, I understand. We need to pray, and I would advise everybody, please go to support Rosie and get in the petition. But also, I've been twice a day having family members or more, at least, and I'm doing it myself twice a day, email ABC and tell them how much you support her and her views, because when they get 10-to-1 emails supporting her, you've got to do that. But my point is, all of that was getting ready to go supernova. There's, you know, evidence Imus and others were going to start pecking at this. Or
well, the Imus
right
it was the Imus information about 9/11 was a hoax.
Was it? Okay, all right. But I really never believed from the beginning that he was. Anyway, it was. I think he was an example to all of everyone, whether it be Jack Bloods, Alex Jones, whoever. Because even Sean Hannity came out, and we know what a neocon shill he is. But even on Fox News, he came out and said, "This is very, very dangerous to free speech. What's happening to Don Imus?"
You know what's interesting, Paul? Can I interrupt you for a second?
Sure,
because
absolutely.
You just brought up a very interesting point, and I don't know why I didn't think of this before. They got rid of Imus last week. They had this shooting this week. You know, one of Imus's pet peeves, something that he did talk about regarding the truth, is the prescription drug industry and how they're drugging our children. He's also talked quite a bit about vaccines and how we are on this constant treadmill to get well by making us sick. This makes us persistent and consistent and perpetual patients for the medical industry and for the pharmaceutical cartels. And that is something he was very outspoken about. And I imagine that if he was on the air this week, Paul, he would be taking this Blacksburg shooting and railing against the pharmaceutical cartels.
Very good point. I was not aware of that. And the second thing, the reason I believe it happened on the very date that it did occur, I think they wanted it for the 19th. If you study the occult and you study the history of that date, as you guys have covered so well, I really believe they wanted it that. But Attorney General Gonzalez's hearings were scheduled the day after the shooting, and they had to get it before and jumpstart that and knock that story to the back page. And his testimony now becomes just, it will never be able to be the spark that it could have been that lit into a fire.
Yeah.
I believe, because if you study how far back he goes with Bush and that he is in with the whole occult system and everything else, they had to protect their own. And I believe they had this plan for the 19th, moved it to the 16th to protect him. But there's a multiple number of reasons they're doing this. And the other one is the hate crime legislation, which makes way to the House, Senate, Ted Pike, all over this. You guys ought to go to truetellers.org. You've got to write in or email or call your congressman and senator.
Yeah, I had Ted on my show yesterday just talking about that very thing. We're on an emergency situation right now with the hate crimes legislation. I mean, and Webster Tarpley was talking about this. We had a big conference here at University of Texas over the weekend, thanks to the good people at Project for New American Citizen here in Austin, Texas. Alex spoke there as well. Webster Tarpley was making this point that when you see these mass distractions, Britney Spears, Anna Nicole Smith, Imus, and now this shooting, though this is news more than a distraction, you know that they're cooking something up, that they're trying to have you not look at, using misdirection in order to do that. And this, of course, has to be a pending attack on Iran, future expansion into the Middle East. There are so many things. And, of course, the hate crimes bill, which you mentioned. We have a checkpoint bill here in Texas. So many little things are trying to slip in on us, including the New Freedom Initiative. And No Child Left Behind. So we've got to stay focused on these things, even as we try to decode this news story. Good call, Paul. I really appreciate you calling in today. Let's go to Rich in New Jersey. Rich, thank you for joining us. You're on the Alex Jones Show today.
Hey, Jack. How are you? Rich from New Jersey. I wanted to thank you. You played my song called Patriot Radio a bunch of times back in 2005.
And that's
really
your
appreciated
song.
Hearing that.
Yeah, that's a great song. Thank you for writing it.
Yeah, man, and, well, it kind of gets me to my point today. There's a follow-up to that song, and it's called Patriots Day, and I've been listening to Alex and yourself, and, you know, today, I think we need to keep in mind that, you know, today is a good day for the Patriots movement. It's April 19th. It is Patriots Day for a reason. It was the day that the Revolutionary War began, where the first people who were standing up against tyranny acted and were really successful.
Well, that's true. Actually, Rich, if I can just hold you over, because we've mentioned this on the program. I know Mike Rivero mentioned this earlier, that it is Patriots today. Of course, that gets lost in all of these diabolical killings that we have to memorialize throughout the week as well. So, Rich, I'll hold you over for a minute on the other side. And then we have Ishmael. Is that Ishmael Axe? Calling in from Philadelphia on the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns. Hear that bell that has planes. Hear that bell all the bombs. Hear that hide behind walls. Hear that hide behind discs. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks.
All right, we're going to do our best to take as many calls as we can here in a few minutes, somewhat rapid fire. Also, anybody that wants to hold over from this show, my show begins just about 6 minutes after we go to the top of the hour propaganda news break, and then Deadline Live will begin. And if you want to hold over, you're more than welcome to, or you can call into our show if you didn't have time or couldn't get all your comments in. I should say, one of our producers just came on the air and said the first new gun legislation has been put forward after the Blacksburg incident is H.R. 1859 by who else? Anti-gun Representative Carolyn McCarthy. She has now four pending bills, as far as I can see. 297, 1312, I forgot the one, and now this new one, that is 1859. This will ban high-cap mags. That means that, you know, multiple loading magazines that would have more than, I would guess, a few shots. They're giving you six shooters now, I guess, folks. So that is something else we're going to have to fight if we want to preserve our liberty, something that they fought for, and today is Patriots Day. Rich in New Jersey, if you could just kind of give us a quick synopsis of why this day is really important and why we should observe it quickly.
Well, I just think between the 18th and the 19th, the Patriot movement itself has a couple days that they can use to really galvanize for the truth. The 18th was the day of Paul Revere's midnight ride. The 19th was followed by the first shots of the Civil War. We have the gold standard going off in 1933, and we also have the uprising in the Warsaw Ghetto, which fought against tyranny. So if we could focus on those aspects of the day, instead of the way the day has been undermined and twisted, we still have something that could be used.
I understand that, but you agree
us.
That somebody's got to get out there and decode all of this, and of course Genesis is the place that does that, so we have a responsibility to decode this news story, tell you about new gun legislation, and that's the thing that's terrible here, is that we could be memorializing and decoding what happened at Waco or Oklahoma City, showing those for what they really were, police actions and false flag terrorism. We could be talking about Patriots Day, and you're right, it is somewhat of a distraction, but people look to us, as you understand, Rich, to decode this, and we have an obligation to do it and follow breaking news stories on the program. But let's not let any of this get lost today. Thank you for bringing it up, Rich. I appreciate it. Let's go to Ishmael in Philadelphia. You have a very interesting name these days. I don't know if anybody's been saying anything to you about it, but you're on the air.
Well, yeah, it's great to be on your show. My name's Ishmael, and when I heard about the Ishmael Axe on the guy's arm, it instantly intrigued me, and I did some research, and I would like to tell you that I really think I believe I've proven.
Well, we're almost out of time, so you're going to have to give us your best point here.
It's an activation trigger. He was a mind-controlled slave, and I've written up an article. I'd like to send it to you guys, and it has to do with Fritz Springmeier's Illuminati formula to create an undetectable mind-controlled slave. And this was an activation trigger, and I can prove it, and it links with lots of crazy
Well, please, if you could, you can even call back on my program here, which is coming up in just a couple of minutes on this network, and I'd love to hear what you have to say. Please send me a copy at jackblood@hotmail.com. Send to Aaron at Infowars.com and send this as a news item to Infowars or to Paul as well and let them put this in the mix. We've done some homework on this ourselves. I'm sorry to everybody holding. You are more than welcome to hold over. We'll try to put you right into Deadline Live coming up next. Folks, thank you for letting me sit in for Alex Jones today. I'll be back tomorrow as well. My name's Jack Blood. This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network. Go get that article right now at PrisonPlanet.com. Get it out to everybody. Folks, have a great day. Remember, stay bold and mighty forces will come to your aid.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.